Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Got a great program lined up for you today, folks. Bottom of hour number two, Matt Bellis, Communications Director for Liberty HealthShare, joins us. We'll be talking about healthcare freedom. How can you obtain healthcare freedom today? Healthcare is a major concern for, I think, everybody across the country. And Liberty HealthShare has ways in which you can have control again of your healthcare. Very important for you to have control of that. Also joining me, top of the next hour, we'll be talking about the struggle for One America. I've got a couple of signed, autographed, free books to give away today, so we'll be talking with you about that with the authors, Daphne Barak and Mayor Erbil Gunasti, and also Money B, who's featured in the book, will be with us at the top of the next hour. Bottom of this hour, Matt Long joins us. Each Tuesday, we join Matt Long, the Matt Long Show, on Hill Country Patriot Radio as well, and we'll be with Matt. We're going to be talking about a number of things, but in particular, what's up with this new shutdown? They're talking about another shutdown, more mask mandates, and so on and so on. And at what point are we going to be having to be engaged in some form of civil disobedience, because the science actually proves just the opposite of what they want us to believe or try to make us believe? So we'll talk about that. And what about the border? You know, they're concerned about every American citizen having this injection. Every American citizen must be masked. That's the new thing now that they're trying to bring back into our culture once again, as they prepare us for the coming dark winter, except on the border, where 20% of those that come across illegally are testing positive for COVID, and we're not worried about you, let's just release you. So we'll talk about that, and the Whataburger just recently, where we had those that had been quarantined to their hotel that were, let's just eat out in public in a public restaurant where we can, spread the disease to everybody. Interesting. We'll talk about all that coming up with Matt. Well, joining me now, and I'm very, very pleased to have him as a veteran myself. This is an issue that's very near and dear to my heart. He just completed his ride on his Harley-Davidson motorcycle across the country, 3,000 miles, to raise awareness for veteran suicide. He is the executive director, of Save the Brave. He is also the author of Echo in Ramadi. He spent 24 years serving our nation, both as enlisted and as commissioned, and his career spanned 10 deployments. I want to welcome retired USMC Major Scott Using. And Scott, of course, I know that once a Marine, always a Marine, so retired is just kind of really a side thing there. But nonetheless, welcome aboard, Scott. Good to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show, Pastor Greg. Appreciate
My
it.
Pleasure. My pleasure. You know, we talk about this issue of veteran suicide. There's another story of another Capitol police officer that committed suicide, and I know there's a lot more to that we could talk about. I'm sure you have some thoughts on that. But the point of this is that this issue of suicide is not going away, and it gets very, very little media attention. Can you speak to that, please?
Well, yeah, it's a problem. It's a real concern for the veteran community. And I like to say the ride we did this year, 3,161 miles, was to prevent veteran suicide, not raise awareness, because I think there's a difference in those terms vastly. And we want to try and stop it. And we understand at SaveTheBrave.org that the number's never going to be zero. It's just not. There's just some people you can't save, and that's a tragedy. But nonetheless, at SaveTheBrave.org, what we're doing is we're connecting combat veterans who are struggling post-traumatic stress, you know, through outreach programs to really do it in, one, a safe space, and two, allow them to reconnect to their tribe, to the people that they know understand them, but not just do it to give them something and entertain. We want to empower our own and say, hey, you know what? I can do this. Once they go out fishing or on a ride or one of our amazing events, they say, I can do that. I could do this ride in my state or my town, or I can do this. And that's ultimately the goal, is to empower our fellow warriors and let them understand that there are still thousands of people in this country that are concerned and care and love them. And it's not just the nonprofits that are doing it. And I'll give you an example. This year's ride, like last year, which was started after my good friend and high school mate Dave White killed himself in Montana, and his mom asked me to give the eulogy in South Carolina, I hopped on my Harley and rode 5,150 miles last year, and then the ride took off again this year. But as I was driving through your state, through North Dallas, I thought, as I looked in my rearview mirror, that tiny piece of glass, there was 85, 90 Harley riders, firefighters, cops, EMS, civilians, Humvees, all lined up behind me as I looked in. I said, that is support. Those are people that care, because they came out, they gave of their time. This is on a Tuesday afternoon. So to the veterans listening, there's a ton of organizations out there, and SaveTheBrave.org is just one of them, trying to do our part to help our own tribe. And we do it because we are men and women of action, as you know, being a veteran yourself. We don't wait for the government to help us out. We don't wait for the VA. We don't wait for handouts. We take care of our own first, and that's something that we're really proud of.
Talk to me, because we likely have individuals listening today that are either veterans or perhaps are connected to a veteran. What are some of the things, if someone listening today is a veteran who has stumbled across the program here and is kind of perked up listening to you saying, okay, you know, speak to me, talk to me, give me something to grab on to, or maybe it's the spouse or friend or child of a veteran that's really struggling with this issue. What's something that you would say to them, that you would share with them? Yes, there are people who care, all those kinds of things, but in that moment, what are some of the things that you would encourage them with?
They have to engage with whoever that is that's struggling and look for the warning signs, and then reach out to a medical professional. That's what has to be done. I mean, there's a ton of people that are struggling. And again, you don't have to have worn a uniform or served in Ramadi, Iraq to understand those words, service and sacrifice. We don't own the definitions of those words either. But people that interact with veterans or anybody dealing with that, they have to understand the warning signs. And what we do is if we see someone in distress, you know, as we have the luxury of being on this, you know, massive ship, to use a metaphor, and we see someone struggling in the water, you know, you have to throw them a line. You have to reach out. And if they won't grab the rope, you jump in and you try and pull them to safety. But again, there's some people that are just destined to sink. And that, again, we know those people, because the 22 a day, that's not a statistic to me, Greg. Those are my friends. Those are the Marines that serve under my command. We've lost too many to talk about on this show, the suicide. And it's a real problem that we need to address. But we want to do that. So I'm talking to veterans and family members, but also sure. The other 99% of the public who always say, oh, how can I help? How can I? Again, go online to SaveTheBrave.org. You can help just by seeing what we do. You can help by making a $5 a month donation that reoccurs at $60, less than the tank of gas. You're doing something. I mean, look, there are people that talk about doing stuff, and then there's people that do stuff. There's people that get on their motorcycle and come out and ride. There's people that go to a local base and volunteer. They go to an American Legion and they volunteer. They do something to help. They don't just talk about it or digest what they see on mainstream media of what's going on in our community, the veteran community, the active duty. Because I challenge anyone to get out and do that. Go boots on the ground and really get some perspective for yourself and not have it spoon-fed to you through the mainstream media, because it's just not being accurately reported. And I'll share this story that happened as I was driving south from Mississippi to Alabama. We're on a state route. We pull in this gas station, Greg. And this is an example of how this ride is such a unifying thing, and it exposes the best of the human condition to me every time I do it. This young kid in his pickup truck, big country kid, pulls in. He sees us wearing our T-shirts, these black T-shirts with a Ride for the Brave logo that looks like the old STP motor oil. And he says, hey, how can I get one of those shirts? Right over there. He gets out, buys a shirt, $40, and makes a donation. And then he tells me about his cousin who served in Iraq. He's a Marine. And all the stuff he went through and how proud he was of him. And then as he gets back in his truck, he shuts the door and windows down. He sticks his head out the window. He says, you guys keep what you're doing. What you're doing matters. It's important. And he drives away. Right there is a prime example. It was so emblematic of the reality of what the fabric of this amazing country that we fought for is all about. And it was a heartening story to me, and just a privilege to meet an American like that.
Somebody who gets it. Somebody who understands the significance of the effort that's made to, as you said, not just draw awareness, but to prevent, to help someone who's out there realize that they're not alone in whatever the struggle is that they're going through, and that there are a lot of people who want to help. And I know that, you know, as we're taught, you know, to be self-sufficient and self-reliant and all of these things. And sometimes when you're crumbling and you're falling apart on the inside, it's difficult when you reach down and you can't seem to pull anything up to fight back with. Know that you are not alone in that battle. You don't have to be alone in that battle. We're going to be right back right after this, and we'll get contact information for you, how you can make contact with Save the Brave, how you can make contact with our good friend Major Scott, coming up right after this. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Again, I just want to share with you, there is hope. You have great value, and it's been placed inside of you. God cares about you. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg, that's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers, thank you and God bless.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. My special guest is Major Scott Using, USMC retired. Echo in Ramadi is the name of the book. Encourage you to pick up his book, Echo in Ramadi, and go to SaveTheBrave.org. SaveTheBrave.org. As we're going into the break, I was mentioning if there's someone out there that's feeling challenged, if you're just at a place where you're feeling alone and you're feeling like I'm disconnected, I would encourage you to contact them at info@SaveTheBrave.org. info@savethebrave.org. If you're past that point, if we've reached you right now, and you flip the channel and you're hearing us right now, I want you to know, number one, it's not by accident. Okay, it is God's divine plan to let you know that your life matters. Your life matters. Don't end it. Call 800-273-8255. 800-273-8255. That's the VA's suicide hotline. Call them today. 800-273-8255. Scott, talk to me about, because we're coming into a close right now. I know we've talked about things that how people can connect with Save the Brave, encouraging a veteran that they may see, whether it's in a restaurant, coffee shop, what have you, coming up and just saying, hey, thank you for your service. What are some other things that you would encourage folks to do?
Well, that list is long, and I'll give you an example that throughout my career in the military, and even in life, I could always teach people a lot of things. How to shoot the rifle straighter, how to run faster. I could teach people how to write and communicate better. But there's one thing that I was never able to teach people. I could never teach people how to care. And if you don't care and you don't put yourself out there, you're not willing to connect, you're not willing to show up, then I think it's all for naught. And that's really a challenge for some people, and they just don't know where to begin. So here on the show today, and I'm so grateful you have me on, I'm offering one option. They can go to savethebrave.org and find out about all the amazing things that we've been doing for the last 6 years and the thousands of veterans and Gold Star family members and first responders that we've helped through our programs. And if they can't show up, if they can't volunteer the time, please go make a donation. Click make a donation on our website, make a recurring donation, $5, $10 a month. You're going to make a difference, because we do all of this because we care. None of us take a salary. We do it all because we want to take care of our own first and not wait for others to do it for us. That's what we're all about.
And there's great events you guys host, offshore fishing, jiu-jitsu. There's scholarships to attend these events. There's a variety of ways in which you can become engaged and help a veteran to get engaged and get started on the track of living life again, because what they've seen, what they've been through, the challenges that they've experienced in war are things that so many of us can't relate to. But there are those that can relate to them, that they can connect with and have conversations with, and then learn how to move past those things and use skill sets that they've already learned, basic principled skill sets, to be very successful in life. Scott, thanks so much for being with us today. Greatly appreciate what you're doing. And
hey, thank you.
I'm grateful to be able to offer you this platform and support what you're doing. Thank you.
Absolutely. Semper Fi, bud.
Semper Fi. All right, folks, we'll be back. More Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Stay tuned. And remember, you can always get more. You can always get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Back with more right after this.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance. so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg. LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg. LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg.